The news is read now by Susan Jackson.
There are reports that US and Russian officials are to meet in Abu Dhabi today for peace talks on Ukraine following a night of deadly strikes. The mayor of Kyiv said at least six people were killed in the Ukrainian capital after Russia targeted residential buildings with a wave of missiles and drones. Ukraine also launched airstrikes on Russia, with the governor of the eastern region of Rostov reporting at least three fatalities. The latest exchange of fire comes as diplomatic efforts to end the war continue. The U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll will reportedly meet a Russian delegation in the UAE, while Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to speak to the U.S. President Donald Trump. Mr. Zelensky said he would discuss the sensitive issues of a U.S.-backed peace plan with Mr. Trump following high-level talks in Geneva over the weekend.
Our team has reported on the new draft of steps, and this is indeed the right approach. I will discuss the sensitive issues with President Trump. Ukraine will never be an obstacle to peace. This is our principle, a shared principle, and millions of Ukrainians are counting on and deserve a dignified peace.
Asylum seekers will soon be obliged to contribute between 10 to 40% of their weekly income towards their state accommodation costs. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, will bring the plan to Cabinet tomorrow. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Plans to oblige asylum seekers to contribute to their state accommodation costs could be operational by next year if they're backed at Cabinet tomorrow. Department of Justice figures suggest that 7,600 people in the IPAS system last year would have been eligible to pay if such a rule existed then. Under the proposal by Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan, contributions would vary between 10% and 40% of an asylum seeker's weekly income, depending on what they earn. A person with a weekly income of up to €150 per week would have a potential contribution of €15, whereas a person earning up to €340 a week would be eligible to contribute around €83, and a person on €600 a week or more would contribute €238. Last Sunday, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said, "We've always taken a humanitarian approach, but I think there is a necessary tightening up that is required." However, the Irish Refugee Council branded the proposed changes as deeply alarming.
A scoping inquiry into Michael Shine, who was found guilty of the sexual assault of nine boys, could be approved tomorrow. Shine worked as a consultant at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda in County Louth between 1964 and 1995. The scoping inquiry could ultimately lead to a full statutory inquiry, which is what victims' groups have been campaigning for. It's understood that a memo is to be brought to Cabinet by the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, tomorrow. Amnesty International will deliver a global petition to TikTok's office in Dublin this morning, calling on the platform to do more to protect children and young people from harmful content. The petition, which has over 170,000 signatures from around the world, will be delivered by four young digital rights activists from Ireland, Argentina and France. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Amnesty International says this petition highlights the harms linked to features on TikTok that prioritise engagement over user safety. The campaign group says the signatures represent a global demand for the platform to replace its current business model of an app that is addictive by design with one that is safe by design. Last week, TikTok hosted a European Trust and Safety Forum at its Dublin office. At the event, the video sharing platform outlined how it's aiming to use AI to bolster user safety. It also announced the introduction of a new time and well-being space that the company said will help people build mindful digital habits while using TikTok.
A legacy body in Northern Ireland is seeking witnesses to the death of a milkman and his young son during rioting linked to the 1981 hunger strikes. The Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery is investigating the deaths of Eric Guiney and his 14-year-old son Desmond. They died after their milk delivery truck was attacked by rioters in North Belfast in May 1981. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
Eric Guiney and his 14-year-old son Desmond were among the victims of escalating violence that greeted the deaths of Republican hunger strikers in 1981. The father and son died after their milk delivery lorry was attacked by rioters and crashed on the Antrim Road in Belfast the morning after the death of Bobby Sands. Desmond died first of his injuries, his 45-year-old father, the day after his son was buried. The Guiney family has asked Northern Ireland's current legacy body to investigate. It's asking any witnesses to come forward 4 decades later. The appeal is being undertaken by the Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery. The UK government is legislating at present to replace it, following concerns about its independence. The decision followed an agreement with the Irish government on new legacy arrangements for Northern Ireland. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building? Take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
A cold, dry and bright start this morning with frost in places, remaining dry and sunny in most areas, though it will turn cloudier in the west and southwest later in the afternoon, with patches of rain and drizzle developing near western and southwestern coast this evening. Highest temperatures of 6 to 10 degrees in a light variable breeze.